joining us on the telephone line is our friend, the multi-talented radio superstar, author, actor extraordinaire, Gary Tangway. Hello, Gary.
It's amazing that you still quote those words. Thank you very much. That's a hell of an, introduction.
How are you, Brother Tangway?
I'm good. I'm good. Ready for the holidays. Kids are home. You know, everything is breaking in my house. Quick story, Rich, because you and I think, are cut from the same mold. I am awful with my hands.
Oh, yeah. Yep, me too.
I am terrible.
Always said my best tool was the phone book back when we had those things.
Oh, my God. So I said, you know what? I'm going to paint the bathroom ceiling just a little bit. I'm just because, you know, so I'm going to do it myself. It's just a quick coat, like small bathroom. So I get into the shower, and then the step stool I'm using goes in, and I break the shower drain.
Okay. Wow.
So I'm like, oh. So I didn't. So I just put the cover back on. I think, oh, okay. I just broke the cover. I just need to get a new cover. So my wife's taking a shower. Next thing you know, boom! I got water coming down into the, you know, living room.
Oh no!
Oh boy! So I bring somebody out. They come and fix it. Then I said, okay. So they fixed that. Now, 20 minutes ago, I got water coming down again. I got guys back in my house now trying to fix this drain just because I tried to paint my own ceiling. So the moral of the story is, don't do it yourself.
Imagine if you had tried to fix the plumbing.
Oh, no. See, I'm not that stupid. My wife was like, why did you bother? I go, it's painting. Anybody could do that. And she just went, not you.
Oh.
Yeah, I ran into the same thing recently, Gary. We're still renovating the house down in New Orleans. In the apartment, for some reason, when they hooked up the hot and cold water in the kitchen sink, they reversed them. So the hot water and the cold water are on the wrong sides, and it's been driving me crazy out there in the apartment. So I got under the sink and switched them out, and yeah, in the process of me doing that switch, the supply valve started leaking. So I had go into the guys working on my house doing like a lot of renovation work and going, I got something else you guys got to fix now. I need you to replace a couple of valves under the kitchen sink in the apartment. And they're like,
it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I hear you, man. I feel you. And you tried to save money and it cost you more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and around our house, when something breaks, it's my wife that usually says, well, let me see what I can do.
Oh, the shower curtain. We had a shower curtain fall in the kids' bathroom. I can never, it's one of those like suction cup things or whatever.
Yeah.
Force it, pressure. I can't do it. I get pissed off. I get so mad. I end up like thrashing the shower curtain around, and Renee goes, let me do it. And she's like 10 seconds later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then they just shake their head, and you know the thought that's running through their head, but fortunately they don't verbalize it, and that's good.
Now, Merry Christmas. There you go.
Right.
Oh.
Now, what's it like having the kids, the two oldest, back home? Is there any kind of adjustment now after being away at school?
Oh, you mean my son cooking things without putting on the vent open? You know, like next thing you know, it's like midnight, and you know, like smelling steak and burgers. I'm like, the house is burning down, and you get downstairs and like there's grease everywhere. But the fellas are having a good time. Oh, they're making themselves right at home. I go, you think of putting on the bench? You think of putting up the window? It's wonderful to have them home. I drove down to get them. I drove down to get my son. Drive back. We have some father son time, and then they just kind of make their way in, and it's havoc because they're like 21, they're 18. So they're used to living on their own.
Right.
Right?
And living on their own schedule, too.
Dude, tell me about it. But I go, is he going to wake up? It's like 2 in the afternoon. And, like, living on their own schedule. And just like, or is there a teenager that can put anything away? No. Absolutely not. They cannot put anything away. Celery. That's great. You're eating healthy. Can you wrap up the package so it doesn't turn brown in 2 nights? You know, or like the milk. The milk is on the counter without the cap on it. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, is break over yet? So, no, it wreaks havoc, dude. They wreak, no. And, like, I got five I got 5 or 6 kids coming over tonight, and I said to my wife, "We're out. We're going out. We're not sticking around."
Man.
I mean, it is. It's great having them home, but it's so true, though. They totally upset the apple cart.
Let's talk just a wee bit of sports here. The Celtics, big win last night. They're doing some things well, and one of the things I like is that they're not making some of the same old mistakes, and they rarely this season have played 2 bad games in a row.
There's a maturity about this team I have yet to see. And, I mean, I haven't seen before, I should say. They look seasoned. That's the way I would describe them. They look ready. When they played Golden State in the finals, they weren't ready. They were not ready for prime time. Now they look ready. Tatum looks ready. Jaylen Brown, in his own way, I think you have to accept Jaylen's, some of his faults, his ball handling, but boy, he plays hard. When he wants to play defense, he's terrific. He's been stepping up. And the rest of the guys are all professionals. I mean, Porzingis, you're going to have to manage his time. You have to watch his health. Horford can't play him on back-to-backs, but he's a veteran. Drew Holiday, Derek White and Drew Holiday, they have been outstanding. So, Rich, there's a sense of maturity about this team that I had never seen prior to this season.
And you mentioned Derek White. He might be my favorite guy on this whole team.
No one saw this coming.
No.
Wow. I mean, wow. And you know how I felt about Marcus Smart.
Yes, Marcus, I remember that.
Oh my! I mean, he's got to go. I mean, go. You got to get rid of him. Marcus plays hard. I go, yeah, but it's fake hard. It doesn't. The good doesn't outweigh the bad. Look at this team. Look at this team right now. You don't miss Marcus. White and Holiday have more playing time. You know, if Marcus coming off the bench would be a disaster. A disaster. So look, health. If they're healthy. And Porzingis is the key, they can win the NBA championship. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think. You know, I think it's wide open. You know, I think, you know, everybody still forets about Denver. But I think it's wide open. But there's a sense of maturity with this team, I think, this year that's new and is great to see. Because, Rich, you've seen it. I mean, they're undefeated at home. They have lost. They won games this year they would have lost last year.
Absolutely. Yeah, because they're finishing this year, which they didn't always do. They'd have a 19-point lead at the end of 3 and then say, well, this isn't exciting, but if we could get it down to 2, that would be fun. And next thing you know, they're losing by 3.
I asked somebody, who did I talk to? I was talking to Jeff Goodman about that, I think. And I said, Jeff and Ryan, I go, doesn't this happen in every NBA game, though? I know I get ticked off like you, Rich. Like when they have a comfortable lead, they get too comfortable. In the age of the three-point shot, it's very easy for teams to get back in. And I think it's human nature in the NBA. Teams let up. They don't I think it's not just the Celtics. I think a lot of teams do that, you know, where they're up by 20, the other team makes a run. I mean, heck, if you're playing, you're up by 21, you let up a little bit, somebody makes 3 threes, they make a foul shot or something, then you're back in the game, you know? I think it happens across the league. I don't like it. I'm with you. But I think it happens across the league.
Gary Tangway with us here on Downtown. Who's the coach of the Patriots next year?
Well, I think it's going to be Mayo. And I think they're going to bring in a general manager. I don't know who it's going to be, but I think Robert, and I heard this the other day, I think the intention originally was for Bill to stick around to get his record with Shula, then Gerard takes over. And obviously that's not going to happen. So I think that Mayo is going to be the coach. And I love the guy. I worked with Gerard. I know him. I think he's going to be a great head coach. The thing that I go back and forth on is I don't know if you just want to start fresh, like bring in a general manager, let the general manager hire his coach, you know, things along that nature. I don't know if you want to bring in a general manager and say, here's your coach. That sometimes doesn't work out.
Right.
But I've also worked with Gerard, and he gets along with everybody. I mean, that guy, he was very successful in business, very successful in broadcasting. I mean, you know, you'd see him in the newsroom. He can work with anybody. So I think he has the personality to adjust to a new general manager, because I think that's what they need. I mean, they look at the other teams around the league. I mean, my God, you know, Miami and well, Kansas City's Kansas City, but you just have to. It's bad. It's not going to get any better.
Is there a market out there for Belichick at 71, 72 years old?
Everybody says Baltimore. Everybody says Carolina. That's what I keep hearing, Carolina.
But why would he want to go to a team that needs a complete rebuild?
Well, I don't think he has a choice. I mean, does he want to keep coaching?
Mm.
I think the Carolina coach is enamored with him. And that's just because he's Belichick. Now, will he give up a first-round pick? I doubt it. I wouldn't. But that's what I keep hearing, you know. Because Bill can coach. It's just, you know, you're picking the groceries.
Right.
I mean, obviously it passed him by. And in all honesty, I mean, to be fair, he was never great at it. I mean, he was a great. He's a great coach. One of the greatest coaches ever in any sport. But as a general manager, he's you know.
Oh, absolutely.
He's just not that good. But it's hard to do. I mean, it's really hard to do both.
Well, it's hard to do even one job. The NFL draft is as big a crapshoot as there is in sports.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. Yeah, Rich, hang on a minute. Honey, I'm on the phone. Can you give me 2 seconds? Okay, I got to do my... This, remember I told you about my shower? I'm on the radio.
And you go...
Give me 2 minutes.
Address that. It sounds like you're...
No, she needs your
handyman skills. Yeah. Gary, you got to go fix something.
No, I don't have to fix something. I have to pay for something.
You got to write the check.
Real quick. Slow horses. Where are you on that?
Slow horses. I've not in the current season yet. I'm wrapping up season 2. It's great because, you know, Gary Oldman, my God, is he amazing in everything?
Get up on season 3, call me, we'll talk. And then watch Culprits, and we'll talk.
All right. And I was going to tell you that Kristen Scott Thomas is so good in Slow Horses that it's made me forgive her for The English Patient.
And that's hard to do.
All right, Gary. Get things fixed around the house. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, guys. Take care.
We'll catch you in the new year. Gary Tangway with us on Downtown.